most annoying characters. What? God damn it, Yeche. All right, ready? We're going to do this one more time. Oh, God. All right. Ready? Here we go. Everybody, welcome to the Warhounds podcast. In today's podcast, we'll be discussing our favorite female and most annoying character, as if that was actually two separate subjects, and the what the flux moment of the week. I'd like to welcome my fellow host, Warhounds founder and hopeful devil dog, Yeche.
What's up?
Our assistant audiophile and BioWare hater, Tubbsy.
Yeah, buddy.
Our sawed-off blaster, Blades.
Oh, hell yeah.
Our content manager and really needs a new game to talk about, Leadhead.
I've been playing Pokemon Yellow.
And me, the guy that spends more in one game than most do all year. What the flux? Yeah, I know. It's a baby this time.
That was just awesome.
It was. The Warhounds is a gaming community founded on the principle of never having to play alone. We play primarily on the Xbox, but have been known to dabble in PC games from time to time. If you like what you hear and would like to join us, please visit www.warhounds.net, register, and apply. It's not about how well you play, but how well you play with others. And before we kick this off, I didn't tell anybody about this, but I'd like to send my condolences out to the family, friends, and fans of Michael Clark Duncan, who died this morning at the age of 58, in case you guys were not aware of that.
Yeah,
so mourning, sad day. So, like I said, condolences out to family, friends, and fans. And with that, I'm going to hand this off to our content manager, Leadhead. Leadhead, it's all yours.
See the chat box before we get started.
Yeah. Ultimate fuck you.
Oh boy, here we go.
That's the ultimate.
Screw you.
Yes.
It's not horrible.
I'm still traumatized from the Squid Girls.
Oh,
holy crap.
The Squid Girls?
That's worse than dog crap underneath the door handle.
I would sell that car.
By the way, it was 54, not 58.
54, I'm sorry. Yes, 54. Either way, it's a sad day. And that's also a very sad situation for the car.
Yeah, it is. I would definitely. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Man, that ain't funny. What if the guy works night shift? He ain't going to see that shit.
The day he's got to ride a bicycle or tricycle or unicycle home. I don't know. Anyways, as Flux mentioned, you know, I got to ask you, do you come up with, like, different titles for us each week?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you're very creative at that. I have to
tip it to you,
but I guess I'll acknowledge that you are very good at it, and I enjoy it.
I try.
It is a very humorous way to start the podcast every week. Anyways, what we are talking about today is our favorite female characters in gaming and our most annoying. It could be either, like, annoying moments or annoying characters in gaming. If you have, like, a particular moment in a game where you're just so fucking, like, why? Like, it just baffles you. So I guess we'll start with female characters. As you guys have known, I mentioned this character many, many, many times. Bayonetta from Bayonetta is just, like, the dominant female character, in my opinion, of this generation. I mean, she's just a really very sexual but very professional character, and she just has just a great way of taunting enemies, and she's just a really neat character, and just the way the game revolves around her and her history with the Lumen Sages and the Umber Witches is just really neat. And my retro female character is hands down Samus. I actually had no idea. Probably like most people, when I got Metroid Prime,
sorry.
Shut your mouth. When I first got Metroid Prime, it was years ago, and I got my GameCube. I was just at like this store that was like selling like these old games, and I got it for like $20. But anyways, like most people, I had no idea Samus was a female up until I actually saw, like there's a certain part of the game where you, like, see a reflection of her face underwater, and I was like, oh. And she's just a very strong, character, and I think that Other Rem just totally rapes her character, to be honest. I've never really played it, but just the way I've seen a bunch of the FMVs in it, and it just really, it doesn't do her justice. And the other one, I like Tali from Mass Effect. I like her character a lot. She's actually my favorite romance. It's only second to Liara. She's just my favorite. Probably, I would argue that she is my favorite character in Mass Effect, besides, of course, Commander Shepard. But I think she was just had a really strong and neat personality that really kind of, you know, attached me to her. And that's my list of favorite females. So I'll hand it off
wow.
to.
Like, wow, it's only two this time?
What?
There was three, but close.
There was three?
I must have miscounted.
I fell asleep while he was talking.
Yes. I forgot what we were talking about.
We're talking about hot bitches.
I'm very boring.
They don't have to be hot. Well, it's your favorite.
But the favorite, the hot bitches, like, you know, my favorite hot bitch is Ruby Malone from Wet. That's a single-player game I borrowed a while back. And
never played that game.
Yeah, there's, you know, it's a good.
It's actually
samurai
fun.
Sword, pistol pack, and hottie with a samurai sword, purple hair, green eyes, and a nice butt. You know, that's all the things a video game girl needs, and I bet she can cook. That's
She's
all.
She's a video
to say.
Game character.
I bet she can cook though.
Yeah, like, all right.
Well, that was a good game because it was like kind of Quentin Tarantino esque. Just that weird, like,
violent
out there. Yeah.
So violent and so hot at the same time. I admire.
Also, Trish from Devil May Cry.
Oh, there he goes.
There it is. Take a drink.
You guys knew it was coming. For interrupting in it.
I promise you. It's the only time.
Take a drink. Drink. Fucking drink.
Take a drink.
I got beer in front of me in this one. All right.
Yeah, I'm just drinking coffee. So I'm going to go ahead and go with mine because mine's probably, it's not really female. But then again, I guess it doesn't really matter, but it's GLaDOS.
You slut.
It'll definitely be my favorite female character. She's just everything about her, maniacal, crazy, robotic, all the things I love about women.
Robotic.
Let that absorb and roll around your head for a few seconds. Okay, time's up. Yeah, that's it. Just but if I had to choose one, it'd be GLaDOS. And if I had to choose two, like Leadhead, or three or four, it would be,
like
and
five,
I can't remember her name.
Ten.
But it'd be from BioWare, just because I thought she was like the hottest character of all the hot characters. But it was the, Cerberus girl from,
Miranda.
Miranda,
ooh,
yeah.
From Mass Effect.
From Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, that's a game I borrowed. I thought she was pretty good looking.
She was just beyond hot, and then the accent just made it all that much better.
Yeah, it did.
I don't know, man. Still doesn't beat Ruby.
I don't know Ruby. Never played that game.
You don't know Ruby?
You don't know
I don't know Ruby.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, well. I'll live. Anyway, next.
That means leaves Tubbsy and Baldy.
Cold-blooded.
Well, you guys have already talked about the ones I was thinking of.
Oh,
well, you can
GLaDOS.
Repeat them.
There's no
GLaDOS.
Reason you couldn't.
GLaDOS was a fun one. I mean, she actually was a female because she was the assistant for
That's
Cave
right.
Johnson.
She was Suzanne or something.
Yeah,
there, right?
I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
Catherine.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
So that, yeah, that counts. They just don't have, to me, a really strong presence. Same as from the old school, but dude, like, she never says a word. So, I mean, she just got this suit. It could be an alien underneath it. It doesn't matter. It could be a dog. I mean, she doesn't say anything. So how can that be? I like the games, but.
Would you still find her attractive if she was a dog?
I don't find her attractive, period.
Your personality shine
we're
that
talking
much.
About computer-generated images here. We're not talking about real people.
They have a personality.
This just went off the deep end. We just jumped the shark, something serious.
Shell from Portal 2, the main character, the one that never talks. And you never
I was
see.
About to say, didn't you just say, she didn't say shit, and then you choose Chell?
Chell. Because she never talks.
Oh, well, there you go.
And right. You never
she
see
knows her,
her
place. Oh, whoops.
But she just goes and does her
no,
job.
I'm just kidding.
So.
Yeah, surprised nobody picked, we haven't talked to Blades yet, but I can think of a strong female character.
Well, just
in the video
butt
game
in like Leadhead does, and you're good to go.
No, I was. This wasn't mine. I thought the game was. I didn't even like the game that much. Bayonetta.
Oh, Bayonetta. I liked how like her hair.
I mean, it had some good elements.
She used her hair, and then all of a sudden she was naked.
I wish I knew what game that was.
That was a good rental.
It is. It's a good rental.
I'll have to look it up tonight.
You can buy it for like $13-$10.
Dan, you can rent it for less than that.
I could rent it for free.
Yeah, but you can go to GameStop, buy it for $13, play it for a couple of days, realize it's not that great of a game, take it back, get all your money back.
Mm. Oh, yeah, the GameStop rental.
Yep. Well, yeah. It's kind of like a rental. But it's
it's a GameStop rental system. Some people know how to do it. It's used games.
Just take
it back
after 7 days.
Yeah. If you take it back in 7 days, they give you a full refund for it.
Yep.
Oh, hence making it free and unillegal. I like this.
Bingo.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, well, I'll go with my female. I'm going to have to go with, it was already mentioned, GLaDOS, but I really liked, what was her name? Wow, I can't believe I fucking had a brain fart.
A game name.
Yeah.
Tifa Lockhart, or Tifa, whatever.
Is that from
Final Fantasy. That's from 7. Yeah. I don't know. She was just badass because she was the only one who walked up, like, in the fighting sequences. She's the only one that walked up and just decked people in their face. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with that. I have more people that I hate than I do that I like.
Well, that's good. That's coming.
You know, I'm surprised no one mentioned Lilith from Borderlands. I thought that would be a good one, but I guess you don't think about that as much.
Never played it.
Not really.
How dare
you. It was free on the PlayStation Network last week sometime.
It was free on Steam, too. I got it from Steam.
Yeah, and it's gone now.
It was
gone
now.
Yeah, it was free.
Borderlands, yep.
But it said like $3 before.
No, it was
free. Yeah, it was free for like a week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
In celebration of the release of Borderlands 2. Yeah, buddy. I'm getting that.
Yeah, buddy. Oh,
I may
so
not
good.
Even do the podcast. Days, I'll be playing that.
Yep.
Shit. Now
I'm going to leave that week, too. I had to take leave because I got use or lose. So I had to take 5 days of leave.
I took paid time
so
off of work.
Disappointing. I have to take days off from work to play Borderlands.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Did you even beat the first one, Flogs? I mean,
no, I never. It was one of those things.
I
told you guys before. I got near the end, but I bought the game in Afghanistan, and playing it by yourself just didn't have the same appeal.
Balls.
So I didn't. I never got a chance to actually play it all the way through. And then I got home, and there was just so many other games to play, and I just remember not enjoying it all that much. So I just traded it in. I'm kind of kicking myself in the ass for that now, but I did play through most of it. I enjoyed it while I was playing it, but after I got about, 8 or 9 hours into it, I was like, this is just the same. Time to go to something else.
About that Afghanistan thing, I want to ask you some questions after the podcast. I don't want to
get
into too many details right now.
Cool.
That's how I felt about Borderlands when I first played it. I played split screen, though, and I'm like, this blows. Because all my friend did was just power level me up, and I'm like, this is no fucking fun. And then eventually Tubbsy and I think someone else convinced me to get it, and I enjoyed the hell out of it, especially that Zombie Island thing. That shit was fun. Oh. I loved
it's,
it.
Yeah,
it's anyways.
Good DLC.
Anyway.
And then
yeah, I remembered my other character finally.
Okay.
So,
no, wait,
we going to the hated ones now?
No, go ahead. Go ahead and go.
Okay.
All right, well, then we're moving on to most annoying video game characters that we could think of off the top of our head. I can think of really
female.
Two.
I mean, are we going to keep it with the same theme, or?
What do you mean?
I mean,
female character.
No, not
just
annoying female characters, just annoying characters in general. It could be male, female. It could be a moment, or it could be an organization, or whatever. So, I have two, and only two, that I could think of. I'm not going
to
go digging in my memories to find these two. No.
He has two until the next person mentions something, and then he's going to have three more.
No, it won't happen, I promise. Trish was the only one I had to bring up. Because she's got some big old titties on her. I love them. Anyways.
We're a family show. Yeah.
Yeah, fan service. That's a Christian for the most part. Anyways, Hope from Final Fantasy 13. He needed to go. I hated him. He drug on that revenge story all the way to, like, fucking three quarters of the game. And I, like, eventually he meets with Snow. And I'm just waiting for this thing to finally conclude because it's been going on the entire game. And I'm just getting so... He's one of my most hated, but he's also annoying. That's the reason why I hate him, is because he's annoying. And Vanille is... She's not as bad. Her voice is annoying. I don't think her character is annoying. But anyways, my second one is... It's the organization. Every other Pokemon bad guy team after Team Rocket. Like... Why? Why not just have just Team Rocket instead, and rather than have like Team Magma and Team Aqua and Team Plasma and Team whatever was in Diamond and Pearl and Platinum? I don't know what the hell they were called, but I just think they're just, it's like Jesse and James from the actual anime. Like they're these like persistent parasites that just don't go away, and they're so fucking annoying, and it's just a waste of character development. I think just having these organizations that are trying to achieve this goal, and it's just that's part of the reason why I think Pokemon is so lousy right now.
Team Rocket were rebels, you know, like they split off from the organization because they're kind of like mess ups, they're kind of like screwballs of the organization or whatever it was called, Rocket organization. That's why I kind of liked them. And all these other people are like you know, they're not messing up, not funny, it's boring, irritating to go against every 5 minutes.
Oh yeah. Like, in the original, at least in the first three games, Red, Blue, and Yellow, the American versions, you only saw him a couple times. You saw him in Mount Moon, and then you didn't see him again until, you saw them, but they weren't, like, it was, Celadon City was the other place you saw him, but they weren't, like, all over the goddamn place. I mean, you met him in, like, certain points of the game, and, you know, there wasn't, like, an enemy, like, every 10 steps. It was just so fucking annoying. Anyways. That's me on my most annoying, my most rated annoying characters, and of course the teams preceding Team Rocket in the Pokemon series.
I'll go next real quick because I'll be real quick with mine. You guys remember playing Call of Duty 4? Everybody remembers playing the campaign?
Yes.
Everybody remembers the Honey Badger mission, right? Going through the streets. You remember the guy saying, "Ramirez, come over here, bring me ammo. Ramirez, come over here and wipe my ass. Ramirez, come over here and bake me some cornbread." Griggs or something.
Wasn't that in Modern Warfare 2? I remember James Ramirez was a Modern Warfare 2 character, but...
I think it was Modern Warfare.
Whichever, I remember that.
I think it was Modern Warfare 2, because that's all it was like, "Follow me!
Follow me, Ramirez.
Come over here, follow me! Cover me!"
There was Sergeant Foley was... The guy leading Ramirez's squad.
Yeah, Sergeant Foley.
Yeah.
And whenever you'd say, like, "Come cover me," there'd be, like, 17 Russians in front of you, and you're like, no, I can't do it. It's not happening. And he keeps screaming at you. It would drive me nuts. I remember getting such a big headache over that shit.
A little fun fact that Sergeant Foley has that that voice of that guy who was, if anyone saw Trent, I don't remember his name. Actually, Flux mentioned him once when we did our favorite voices.
Keith David.
Yeah.
David Keith.
He voiced Sergeant Foley in that game. That's a little quick fact there. All right.
You can tell the kids are picking baths and they're making all kinds of noise. Most annoying for me, I'd have to go with Moment, only because I'm a huge Tron freak. I watched the very first Tron in the theaters when it came out. Mm-hmm. So I was like going nuts when the Legacy game came out, and I bought the collector's edition of the game that came out with the movie. And it was, most games have some, you know, this game was pretty, it was pretty linear. Unfortunately, even though it was linear, there was certain parts of the game where you had absolutely no freaking clue how to get out of there, and there was one particular room where you had to fight off all these guys, turn off these two cell things, and you had to get out of there before the room just basically dissolved from underneath your feet. and there was like no indicators as to where the hell you had to go. And I played that part over and over again, just running in every direction and just failing, or just fail after fail after fail. I got so freaking frustrated, and this wasn't even that far in the game. I said, I'm done with this stupid-ass, rushed-ass piece of shit game, and I just took it back to the – I didn't even wait for the next day. I got up, boxed it up, went to the store and traded it. I didn't care what they gave me for it, but I had to get that game out of my house. I was so disappointed.
Flex never gets and that's, single-player games.
Yeah, well, you know, there's that. And just to point to Leadheads a little bit ago, every character in that game was annoying.
In what game?
Final Fantasy 13.
Oh, yeah. Well,
every character in that game. I could not stomach that game. It was so bad.
Lightning was the only character I really cared for.
She was the only one that was mildly tolerable. That she just made me nauseous instead of actually wanting to just throw up every time someone spoke. So, yes, I have just...
Nobody's a match for Nora.
Disney, don't listen to this.
Oh, yeah. She was by far the worst. But they were all just... The voice acting, everything, the character development in that game... All around was just the story sucked, the voice acting sucked, the characters sucked, whole game sucked.
That's why they should go back to Squaresoft and not Square Enix.
So, anyway, that's it. I'm done. I'm done ranting. Y'all's turn.
All right. I believe that's Tubbsy's up.
No, I'm up. Man. Nobody said it yet. I can't believe it. As much as we've played Gears, Queen Mira can fucking jump off a cliff, including her voice actor. She can get raped by a sandpaper condom. I don't give a fuck because I just can't stand her voice. It is irritating, especially when you play the verses and every time the locust wins, she's got to talk. And then everybody playing as her because of that female character metal thing or whatever. It was just, and that was all a female locust. And
that, and she sponges like crazy.
That's because she's got that small hitbox. And then another one, I just started playing for my brother, Lollipop Chainsaw. Juliet.
I knew this was coming up.
Juliet has to be the most annoying character I've ever heard in a video game, period.
I still have that game. It's in the box right here.
God. Just shut up. Shut up. Just shut up. She's like this.
Everyone keeps on interrupting him, and I feel bad.
Not what he's saying, shut up. He's telling her to shut up. But in general, yes, everyone else shut up. Tubbsy's talking.
She's like this valley girl, like the ones like in California, like the ones that are really rich. And then she's a cheerleader on top of that. And it's just so annoying. And she talks like constantly. It's ridiculous. Oh, I can't. And it's funny because in that game, like all the other characters have got something to say. And it's stuff like, I'm like, wait a minute. Because it's humor that like a 12-year-old kid would be like, oh, this is great. Because he's just starting to go through puberty and anything that has to deal with boobies. Hooray for boobies. He's all for it. And you know, stuff like that.
Wait. Huh. I'm not 12, and I'm all for that.
Well, it's corny. I mean, it's
I'm
the point
that
it's
cosplay.
Just like...
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
The cosplay. There you go. Now that it's the... You know, it's like Leisure Suit Larry. I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, this is great. And then you, like, play it now, and it's like, dude, how was that funny? I guess I was just chock full of testosterone.
What's that pink square on that woman? I wonder.
Which one?
No, I'm talking about Leisure Suit Larry. Like, just how bad the graphics were. Like
the censored bar that goes up and down in the very first one. It was hilarious. it's toilet humor and just bad jokes. And, yeah, that's good enough for me. I don't even want to think about that anymore.
And now... Baldy.
Yeah, everyone look at that picture.
Yeah. come on.
Wait. Don't go anywhere. I want to see it.
You realize I have to copy and paste all these links, right? Because I don't want to miss them.
Yeah, you definitely want to copy and paste this one.
I got a redirect notice.
Oh, snap.
They're looking for somebody to play as her, the company that made it. They had like a contest.
Well, the chick that actually cosplays actually cosplays a lot of stuff.
I can see why.
Yeah,
I don't just know.
That's like the perfect pair right there.
Oh my god!
Yes, he caught it.
Skimpy outfit gets Lollipop Chainsaw cosplayer asked to change or leave PAX show floor.
What?
Oh, come on.
Dude, it's like perfect right there. They'd be so proud of
it. It is. Oh, man, that's bullshit.
Dude, if that was my daughter, I would be so proud of her.
Well, yeah, that good thing is not my daughter, because I'm gonna ogle.
Anyways, I'm gonna go back since we're on a tangent here.
God damn, that's better than movie.
I'll show you another one. Well, it's cosplay, but it's not video. Well, no, it's not video game related.
All right, well,
you'll enjoy it.
Let's get to Baldi's most.
Well, it's still video game. That's what Lollipop Chainsaw looks like.
No, I'm talking about something.
Tap my rock, can't hit that lollipop.
Oh, the link. Yeah. Anyways, my most hated characters, whatever. I'm going to have to go with, or annoying, Amy Rose from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I said my total left field thing here. Just playing the games back on, like, Sega Dreamcast with Sonic Adventure, she was just, like, every 2 seconds was like, hey Sonic. It was like the same type of deal with, you know, hey Ramirez, come follow me. It was like, hey Sonic, come up, take me on a date. Like, Jesus, it was like, shut up, I hate you, go away. All I do is want to spin and do loop de loops. And then my second most hated character, I'm gonna have to go with Griffin on Gears. Mainly because he is the most, like, just the loudest and says everything, and every response is just, like, ridiculous.
Fucking noob.
I will say, though, he does have one line that I absolutely love, which is, I love killing these motherfuckers. Yeah. I do like that one.
I like the sandwich joke he makes. I like.
I think he makes one, right?
You what?
Does he make it? I think he makes it like a sexist joke.
He does. It's something. Like, don't make me a sandwich or something like that.
Oh.
Well, you know, I see it's a pimp, clever like, way he back says in the
it.
Day.
It's not that exact way, but yeah. It's hilarious. I love that one, just, too.
Yeah, he's just ridiculous. Yeah.
Ridiculously awesome.
Yeah, we do. We know Yetcher's favorite character besides Dom in that game.
Yeah. Well, it was just ridiculous because it was like, yeah, we have Ice-T doing a voiceover. Everyone will recognize him. So let's give him as many obnoxious things to say in multiplayer. Like, every time he reloads, like, everyone else says stuff here and there. Or you're like, you're getting shot. Or, like, just Griffin is every time he gets shot, he's like, quit shooting me. That shit hurt. Like, every 2 seconds.
Well,
but anyways, those are my two.
Drake is a voice actor. Because he'd be, like, singing it on auto-tune. He's
auto-tune.
Getting shot and stuff.
Somebody come and revive.
Okay, you're done.
I'm reloading my
He didn't get two words in, and I already wanted just to punch you in the face.
Oh.
Well, all right, well. What is this link you have shared with us?
It's Adrian Kurt. Curie was kicked out of Comic-Con for wearing an Aeon Flux costume.
Jesus, wow.
Whoa,
she looks like a dominatrix.
Have you watched do you remember the anime Aeon Flux?
No.
I didn't remember that.
No, but I had not watched it.
Oh, she looks just like her.
Well, she's nasty as it is.
Yeah, her face is kind of a...
Yeah.
Just everything about her is disgusting.
I like the
Not to mention... Like
infinitely better.
Okay, I actually have a story. This is completely off on a tangent, but I used to work at Subway, and I was working one day, and I shit you not, Adrian Curry walked through the door. I actually made her sandwich. I wanted so bad to just like spit in it and throw it at her. Like, she's from my hometown, and it's just like nobody wants any part to do with her. She was like the dirty, trashiest, like. Nastiest girl to even go in touch. But yeah, that's my tangent.
I don't know.
Yes.
Who that is.
You remember the stupid show My Fair Brady? She married the Brady dude?
Peter Brady. What was it, Peter?
No.
I don't know, one of the Brady's, the guy that played the Brady, and he's like retirement age, and she's like my age.
Oof. She's just nasty. All sorts of nasty.
Of her right now.
Right. Get ready for your eyes to be scarred.
He's going to get like a massive iron boner from all those photos. Anyways, but before we conclude this episode, I do want to rebound.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We got one more thing.
One more.
Yeah.
How long
one more thing real quick.
What the flux
were they thinking moment of the week? And this one kind of ties into the stuff we have. I did some research. It turns out it kind of got debunked, but it doesn't make the point any more valid. Apparently there was a thing going on, and it broke in Europe, of all places, that Bruce Willis is considering, or was considering, suing Apple. Because due to Apple's terms of use for their songs they download, what he wanted to do was be able to pass his music library, which is quite expansive, to his children. And Apple said, based on their terms of use, they're saying no, because if you bought any music from our store, you don't own it. You are simply borrowing it. And once you die, basically your collection becomes useless, blah, 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 blah. You can't give it to anybody, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So... while this has been debunked, that did not happen. It still brings to light, in the digital age, if you do have a collection of something, be it like something on Steam, video games, music, e-books, movies, etc., that there are terms of use that these places put into play where you do not own these things. And so, therefore, your digital library is worthless and is totally worthless, and you can't pass it on. And like I said, even though it turned out this is not the case, it does still bring to light a very serious legal issue when it comes to these things. And I was just wondering what you guys would think about that, being able to, you have a huge music library, movie library, they're all digital. Had it been a DVD or a Blu-ray or a compact disc, you could just, or even shit, vinyl, doesn't matter, you could just, rightfully so, hand those things to your children when you die. But in this case, they're saying that you can't if you got them from iTunes or the Zune store or Amazon or whatever.
Just another reason why Apple sucks.
Just another reason you need to start borrowing from other people besides
Apple. And this is from Mr. Money Hungry Apple, who just sued Samsung for their patents and won, over $1 million that Samsung had to pay them.
Yep.
It was like because
Steve Jobs said early on in his career when he was first developing it that he was very adamant about the fact that they steal good ideas. He said that himself. He goes, "I'm proud of the fact that I steal good ideas and make them my own and make them better." And then he turns right around and sues Droid for doing the exact same thing he did. So
Android is way much better because
it's debatable. I don't have ill feelings towards either one, really.
I hate Apple.
I have a Droid, so.
Yeah, I have a Droid. I hate Apple.
Hypocrites all over the goddamn
true.
Place.
But I'm just curious to what you guys think about this whole digital rights media thing, is because there are people on different sides who say, if I download this digital media, it's mine, it's my property, I paid for it. And then you have the other side who are saying, no, you are simply giving, we are simply giving you permission to listen to it and enjoy it. And when you die, it's not your physical property. So when you die, it belongs back. It comes back to us or whatever.
It's so messed up, man. They go blow it out their asses. I'm going to borrow from other people.
So that's
people.
An against from Yeche.
And there's a court case going on. It's in like Europe or something like that. Actually, I don't know if you guys knew this, but like, and I think it was Korea. The Samsung actually they had the same lawsuit. It was like Korea or China. They had the same lawsuit, and Samsung actually won that lawsuit. So they ended up evening out the money. Like Samsung had to pay out so much, and Apple had to pay out so much. They ended up about breaking even. But there is a thing. I think it's Europe somewhere. I think it's Europe. They're having, somebody is suing over these agreements. You download a game, it's not yours. They tell you it's not yours. And you know, when you would you actually, because nobody reads those damn things. I mean, it's super fine print. You just want to get on and play your game, and it's essentially saying that you don't own it, it's not yours, but somebody is fighting against it. And so it'd be interesting, because if it goes through there, then it'll go through, they'll have somebody sue them here. So, and you know, I think if you bought it, it should be yours to do whatever you want with it.
Hell yeah.
Well, I think that there's a bit of a difference, though, as far as, I don't know why, maybe just because I'm a little hypocritical on this. When it comes to music and movies, which are in a universal format, I'm with you. If you bought it, you should own it. But if it's for something specific, like a console video game, I'm not sure. I'm wondering how that would work as far as the digital thing. Because once the console outlives its usefulness, the digital, there's no real long-term value in something like that, as opposed to music.
Well, I,
you know, without the console,
I mean,
to play it.
To put,
you know,
it like in perspective, I mean, like if you go get Microsoft Word, it's like a brand new one's. I mean, if you got it legally, yeah, Jay.
What?
What? It's like a $300-$400 program.
Borrowed for,
and then
legally,
have Microsoft say, you know what? Well, it's actually the works, but and then have them say, you know what? There's something wrong with it or something. They just pull it and just make it so it's useless on your computer. Like, that would piss you off, and you can't do anything about it because you don't own it. You just agreed to the terms of use, and that's it.
Yeah, but you can always go to the there's open source Word programs
well,
out
yeah,
there.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, you know, like a big program
open
like
office.
that's you pay out quite a bit of money for, and then they have them turn around and say, nope, you can't use it because, well, we said so, and you can't do anything about it. I mean, you paid for it. It's yours.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a lot of legislation, I'm willing to bet you, here in the future when it comes to this. Because everything's going digital, and so there's going to some laws are going to have to change.
Well, we need some people in office that aren't older than dirt and actually know how to use a computer.
That too. So, but anyway, that's the end of my what the flux. So hopefully, you know, people listening, you can comment in, give us your opinions. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I'll buzz in real quick on this issue. This whole digital rights thing is just regarding the piracy that's been going on with music and movies and games, is just, you know, these companies are just so, they really want to hold on to their pockets and just try to get as much money out of their content as they can, whether it's, of course, games or music or anything. And I just think if people weren't so goddamn greedy, this would not be an issue. It's plain and simple. Just the greed of you just holding your property is what caused that. And I think it's not, I don't think it's necessarily the laws. I think it's just the people that are in control of distributing this digital media. And that's where I stand. I also want to go rebound off of what Baldi said. And I may get some flack for this because I never played a Sonic game ever in my life. I do think, though, that every single Sonic character is an annoying ass, except for Shadow, because he's awesome. And that's my case. I hope you've enjoyed listening to our rather longer than usual podcast, and I hope you'll tune in for the future episodes that we will have for you. Thanks for listening, and take care.